Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm Joe Gill. Once again, we check in with State Representative Lisa Damuth. She is also Speaker of the House. She commented on a big collaboration and agreement by both sides and the governor on a budget earlier in the week in St. Paul.
Yeah, I sure can. So again, for your listeners, Joe, as I've said probably every time, that the House is still tied, which means there's an equal number of Democrats and Republicans. Last year, we proved that we could work together and get good things done for Minnesota. And I'm really happy to tell you that while we worked with the governor and the other caucus leaders, we were able to come up 2 days ago with a good package for Minnesotans that will help us end this session and get some good things done. In that package is tax relief, so car tab fees, property taxes, some conformity, some definite affordability things that are very good. Another thing, Joe, that we've been talking about is all the fraud here in the state. So part of that package, we have already finally passed that Office of Inspector General bill, but there's other fraud prevention measures in there where there can be a payment withholding if there's suspected fraud, so we're not, as a state, just sending out that money without any confirmation of whether or not it's, if there's questions, if there's fraud or not. One of the big things, which it's not a bright, shiny thing, but it's really important, our counties have been working on systems that they have to use, so computer systems that are needed to do the work that they do for the state when people are applying for benefits and other things. So all 87 counties have been working on these antiquated IT systems that for 30 years should have been updated. We finally have a good amount of dollars and a plan from the state to help that. The reason I bring that up, Joe, is that means that there is fraud prevention in there because there's not as many chances of unforced errors in the work. There's some money for hospital stabilization across the state. There's the sustainable aviation fuel that is a really important thing for our people in ag and the industries. So there's a lot of good things that we were able to get done.
Lisa also talks about where the money comes from with this year being a bonding year and not a budget year.
Great question. So what we're doing is we're finding areas of our state budget that maybe weren't used or, they're things that aren't going to happen. If people have heard about the Northern Lights Express or the NLX train to Duluth or the Blue Line train here in the metro area, those are projects that have had over $100 million sitting there waiting. Now, we used some of that train money last year to help our schools. This year, knowing those projects are not done, they're not going to happen, and if they would come back online to happen, it'll be years out. We were able to repurpose those dollars to go into a hospital stabilization program to help Hennepin County Medical Center and our other hospitals across greater Minnesota. So if they're facing a closure or emergencies, they can have a little bit of help while they're stabilized. So a lot of the money, you're right, it's not a budget year, but we were able to repurpose and make some cuts where we were overspending and reallocate the dollars. One of the big things that we did in our efforts to help with the funding that is needed for Hennepin County Medical Center, there was a tax on Hennepin County. It was called the ballpark tax because it went to the Twins Stadium. Some went to Hennepin County Medical Center. Some went to North Memorial Hospital. That tax is due to sunset or end in the next year. We were able to do all of these good things for Minnesota without increasing any taxes and without extending that ballpark tax to go to hospitals. We were able to find the dollars. Now, Joe, you and I and your listeners, when we think about how do we find savings in our family budgets, we are always looking at ways to reduce costs. Finally, with Republicans at the table in this tie, we've been able to really push for those reductions in state spending and valuing and protecting our tax dollars in a way that hasn't been done in years.
State Representative and Speaker of the House, Lisa Damath, joining us on CASM Radio on your Central Minnesota Farm Report, brought to you by Midsota Trailer Sales and Service. The gun bill has been brought up numerous times, conversations, lots of finger-pointing as well, and the Democrats wanting the House to bring it up on the floor, and Lisa breaks it all down and gives us some insight into this legislation from the Republican perspective.
You know, there's been tragedies within Minnesota, and I have had an opportunity to talk to people that have been directly affected by those, and the loss of children, the injuring of children at school is so devastating, and we absolutely hear that. What I will say with this is, as Speaker of the House, I was very clear as I met with people back in September, I met with people a month ago, as we have been doing our work here in the House, I said that bills will be drafted and introduced. From there, they are assigned to a committee for a hearing. Now, Joe, when it comes to firearms, we have had multiple bills that have been heard in the committee on firearms, semi-automatic weapons, binary trigger, ghost guns, those types of things we have already heard in our committees in March, actually. And then they were also with declaring an urgency to be heard on the House floor. What I can tell you is those bills did not make it through the committee process because of the vote that was taken. So we have taken votes on all of this, and we will continue to work on it. Here's the interesting thing. The legislature has been able to come up and pass a public safety plan for legislators, so Capitol Security and other safety for legislators. We were able to pass that unanimously without any real holdback, or not unanimously, but without any holdback, with no talks of any firearm bans or anything. But yet there are some in the legislature that want to politicize tragedy, and they want to see only firearms things when it comes to school safety, and that is misguided. So I have held true to my word where those bills have been introduced and heard in committee, but as Speaker of the House, I don't have the authority to bring a bill that hasn't gone through that process to a vote. Now, the Senate has done large omnibus bills, and I've been very clear that we are not taking up omnibus bills. We are doing things individually through, but yet you'll see as we get, you know, there's more tension and the ruckus that was made on the House floor last night, Democrats weren't comfortable with the fact that their bill that they tried to do an urgency couldn't get through. There weren't the votes for it. They don't even have them on their side.
Damath talks more about that whole committee level discussion on why that plays a role in the whole factor here.
Yeah, because it had to have had a passing vote through the committees. These bills, that these same bills that were heard in March, needed a passing vote in the committee that they were held in, and they didn't get a bill that, or didn't get a vote that passed within the committee. So they were heard and they were voted on, and that was my commitment. But they couldn't move forward because they didn't have a majority vote going through.
Now, Damath says the Democrats want to place this as an urgency vote to overlap some of that stuff that did not get done.
The urgency vote, and that's what the Democrats did. They said take the vote, and they filibustered their own bill for about 7 hours, which is fine because you can debate things, and they were debating the reason why they wanted to bring this up. An urgency to bring a bill forward takes 90 votes, not a simple majority of 68. But it takes 90 votes, and there were not the votes for that. Again, these other bills, since March, have gone through committee and gotten stalled out. There was an urgency on the floor. There was urgency last night. So you might hear misinformation where they're saying that Speaker Damath isn't allowing a vote. I have absolutely allowed even what we did last night. And then, of course, there was quite a ruckus on the House floor. Some of the Democrats did a sleepover last night in protest. But we have work that needs to be done, including the safety measures that I've already talked about for schools and for the legislature overall.
State Representative and Speaker of the House, Lisa Damath, we spoke to her on Friday morning, and obviously they'll get back to work here on Saturday as well and wrap up Sunday this 2026 legislative session. State Representative, Speaker of the House, Lisa Damath, joining us on your Central Minnesota Farm Report here for this morning. Your report brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service. Have a good weekend.